Hello, welcome to Issues and Ideas, your algae-free radio reflecting pool. I'm Chris DiBello. So how many stories are we up to now about the supposed vandalism at the reflecting pool? Is anyone keeping count? Because we may have just surpassed the number of reasons we went to war in Iran. Same thing with the people, number of people supposedly been arrested for the alleged vandalism of the reflecting pool. Start off with a couple of people, that was 3, 5, 6, 7. Only one actual name has ever been told, former Olympian David Hearn. The other names have been kept secret until now. I found them out. Pat McGroin, John Doe, Ben Dover, Joe Mama, Jack Mehoff, and of course, since there's no sexism and vandalism, April May. So there you go. Speaking of names, you do know the name of the contractor. They did all the work on the reflecting pool, right? Green Water Services. I kid you not. Of course, the way Green Water Services got the job, the owner is a big Trump donator, and it was a no-bid setup. Now, imagine if Trump paid this much attention to the economy like he's paying to the reflecting pool. Of course, the White House does try to get him to. Let me look at the appearance he did this past week in Pennsylvania. Said that the economy is great. Look at the Dow. Just don't look at the Trump stock. That's down over 60% over the past year. It's like $7. On a related note, SpaceX stock, that was expected to launch and soar. Turns out that got stuck in the launch pad too, down about 20%. That's just this past week.